Imagine being sperm, nigga. I was just thinking about the shit, nigga. Imagine, nigga, sperm just swimming around, nigga, in a nigga dick that ain't getting no pussy. This show is some bullshit, man. Nigga, we've been down here for 5 years, nigga. Ain't never gonna get see the light of day, nigga. This nigga, I swear to God, he ain't shit. Why we gotta be in this nigga dick? And it looked like he gonna get some pussy, nigga. All right, everybody line up, this is it. Line up, nigga, this motherfucker got some. Nigga, the old sperm come by. Y'all don't wanna go out there. This shit ain't real. That nigga jacking off. You gonna end up on a towel, dry and crunchy. I lost 50 billion sons that way. It ain't never been real with this motherfucker. That's how I'm still here, nigga. I know when it's real, sure. That motherfucker get some pussy, nigga, and they come out and got a condom on. Back up, this ain't it. Back up. I can see it. Stop pushing, stop pushing. That motherfucker flushed the condom down the toilet. We should have listened to the old man. Say you finally consummate your relationship and you having sex without a condom and they get to come out into some actual pussy. The motherfuckers come out. Rub the walls, nigga. Oh, it's so juicy. Nigga, the old sperm come out. Well, I be goddamn. I never thought I'd live to see it. Which one of y'all know where the automobiles is? Come on, follow me. I know the way to the head. Shake your tail feather, motherfucker. Shake your tail, fella. And the motherfuckers start dropping one by one. Hey, hold up, Pop. Yeah, everybody done fell out. Man, we've been swimming for a long time. How deep is this bitch? This bitch deep in the motherfucker, man. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Hey, Pop, let's just wait right here. Take a break like everybody else. Hey, we can make it to the egg in the morning. Join you? We ain't gonna make it. We've been set up. This bitch is on the pill. Mexicans, y'all don't know how good y'all got it. You know, even though they got all this shit, they fucking with Mexicans now with this DACA shit and all this shit, and they fucking with really the brain drain that comes from India and other motherfucking nations that got a better education system come over here to get educated and run these motherfucking companies. Nigga, they fucking with the Mexicans, nigga, for some fucking reason. I'm here to tell you, nigga. Mexicans, y'all don't know how good you got it? See, when white people fuck with y'all, Mexico right next door. Yeah, you can walk home. Nigga, if Africa was that close. Now you get what the fuck I'm talking about. Nigga, that first whip, get the children, we are walking home. Get the children, woman, we're getting out of this motherfucker. Who do you think you are hitting me, you son of a bitch? I do not work for free, you motherfucker. My name is not Tyrone, it is not motherfucking Leroy. It is Shaka! Fuck you, get that woman, child, let's go. We are walking out this bitch. It'd be a mass exodus. And then white people, you would finally have your dream. And all white America, Confederate flags everywhere, not a nigga in sight. This country wouldn't be shit. There would be no open brain surgery. We did that. There would be no open heart surgery. We did that. There would be no street lights. That's why they red, yellow, and green. Jamaican flag, nigga. If somebody white did it, it'd be red, white, and blue. You go on the blue. Music wouldn't be shit. There would be no blues four-part progression. There would be no rock and roll. We created that motherfucking extension of the blues. That's right, white folks. We're taking our shit back. You better go to Chuck Berry grave and find out who did this shit. There would be no R&B. There would be no funk. There would be no jazz. There would be no bebop turning into hip-hop nonstop motherfucking going around the clock, nigga, until you drop. There would be no gospel worth listening to. All that be left, nigga, is twang, twang. Twang, twang. Twang, twang. She ran off with Petey, my favorite dog. I don't know where four-legged fuckers go. Nigga, suicide rate would go up 2,000%. The national anthem would not be worth listening to. Nigga, and whenever we sing it, nigga, Whitney sung it so well. God rest that sister soul. When Sister Whitney sung it, nigga, she sung it so well, it made a nigga feel like they really wanted us in this country. You understand me? The beginning of the baseball game, Whitney get to hitting that motherfucker. Oh, say. Can you see? I see. By the dawn, early in the morning. Light it up, light it up. There's this old saying, I'm sure the older brothers and sisters in here done heard it before, nigga. And it still holds water today, nigga. If God made something better than pussy, he kept it for himself. Nigga, I don't think there's a man in this room on this earth that can handle something better than pussy. Pussy already break your wallet. Dicks don't break purses. Countries have gone to war over pussy. There are no dick wars. Pussy will leave with your house. I don't think you hear me. There's a bitch walking out of courtroom right now somewhere on earth with a brand new house after the divorce. That bitch walk out, girl, what you get? I got the house. You ain't never seen dick walk out of courtroom with shit. Hey, my dude, what'd you get? Nigga, I gotta get a job. Dude, I gotta pay alimony, morning, child support. I ain't even getting the pussy no more, man. Pussy get free shit. No woman in my audience tonight should have bought a motherfucking ticket to my show. Pussy get free shit. Look at the dumb bitches in here. I'm doing it all around. You sure is, you stupid motherfucker. Pussy get free shit. Hey, baby, I want to see Eddie Griffin. Give me two of them funny nigga tickets. My pussy want to laugh. I'm hungry. Feed my pussy whatever it want on me. I got it. I want to see a movie. Two tickets for the pussy, please. Get a pussy some popcorn, too. Small coke, the bitch got diabetes. I don't want to die no more. Y'all would never win another Summer Olympics, white folks. I'm sorry. Scott, Bob, Jill, Sally. No more gold in the summer. I don't even know why white folks show up to the Summer Olympics. You're not gonna beat a nigga in the heat. We're from the hottest continent on earth, Africa, originally known as the Kibbalan. You're not gonna beat a nigga in the heat, man. You understand me? Why do you show up for a foot race against black people? Do you really think you can beat us running? We got too much practice, nigga. We run from our pants. Put it down, nigga. Told you when we get to the store, you don't pick up a motherfucking thing. We run from gangs. Come here, nigga, where my shit at? I don't know, cuz. We run from the police. What do you got? Lollipop. Oh, goddamn. You see police helicopters can't catch niggas. You watch that shit, First 48, nigga. Helicopter, we lost him again. Oh, the nigga jumped over two houses and made a left. You know that race they got, nigga? It's the 100-meter dash, nigga. And it's always 27 niggas from 27 nigga countries. One white dude. And you can see on his face when he getting in the blocks. Oh, I'm gonna be looking at a lot of nigger ass in a minute. Get it, cause they in front of them. You know? The one race that white people think they can beat us in is the long distance race. You see them practicing out here in Boston at the marathon, New York. You know, what are you doing? I'm getting ready for the niggers. Oh, you gotta train. They just got natural ability. Train as you may, white folks. You not gonna beat them three Ethiopians. Regular niggas from America can't beat them motherfuckers. Them eggheads always come in first, second, third, nigga. You not fucking with the eggheads, nigga. They got them eggheads body, skin and bones. They used to running for weeks. Chasing gazelles for sustenance. Nigga, gazelles be falling down. One of us are going to have to take one. You are the weak one, only the strong can survive. Nigga, here's how these preachers preach nowadays. I'm telling you, the church is in trouble. Them motherfuckers be in there. Oh yeah, welcome to God's house. That's right. Uh-huh. Now, you're here. You see, we have installed an ATM machine because some of y'all have been not bringing God's money. Now, you pay your light bill, you pay your gas bill, you pay your taxes. Uncle Sam get his, God can't have his. That's why I installed the hot boiling waters of correction. Now, a lot of y'all see the flames at the bottom of the bathtub. You see, Brother Williams didn't bring God money last Sunday. You're probably looking at these two large, swollen niggas here wondering what their purpose is. Go get Brother Williams. Bring him up here. They dip that nigga in the hot boiling waters. Sound like he's screaming, don't it? That's not what it is. That's the demons leaving him. Look at how fast he ran to get God's money out of the brand new ATM machine. Is there anybody else in here late with the Lord's issue? The only difference between a white church and a black church, white church will fuck your son. I don't like false indignation. Y'all watch the same goddamn news I watch. Them priests been little boy fucking for quite a while. That's why they wear them white robes, nigga, they butt naked underneath. They don't even walk to the pulpit, they float. No. Cause little Timmy underneath there, butt ass hole naked on roller skates, sucking dick. Now you can go, oh. Black church will fuck your wife. Nigga, if your wife is sitting on the front row at church every Sunday, you might want to ask that bitch a couple of questions. What position was you in to get this motherfucker position every Sunday? Because only a black preacher asks your ass some shit like this. And look at him. I was wondering if your wife could stay after for a little private Bible study. Look at him. What the fuck you gonna tell my bitch? You ain't gonna tell the rest of these bitches in here. See, let me explain me to you, partner. I don't believe none of this bullshit. A motherfucker sleeping in the well for 3 months. I don't know what the fuck this cartoon shit is. I only come here to keep this bitch happy. I don't give a fuck about you, greaser nickel. Now, ask mine another motherfucking question, and I got a last question for you. How about if I blow your motherfucking brains out so you can see what you thinking is some bullshit? Well, I can see that you was the wrong nigga to ask. I'll see you at the church picnic. God is free, don't forget it. God don't need no money, never wanted no money, nigga. Them Romans wrote that in the book, tithing. God want 10%. What the fuck would God want 10% of what he already owned? He owned everything. That's like me ripping my sleeve off, sticking it in my pocket. I already got it. Every church I've been to, not one of them got a tube to suck the money up to God. But the greasy nigga with a perm got a mansion, a private jet, a helicopter, 4 hoes and a dog. You can't pimp a pimp, player. I ain't giving you a dime, motherfucker. Fuck you, God free. Get on your knees, pray direct to the source, nigga. He don't need no middleman, nigga. Read the book, just don't go to church. Read it for yourself, nigga. You know how to read. Who is this nigga? Who made this nigga the liaison? You can only get to the Lord through me. Read the motherfucker. God said, if two or more come in my name, I'm in the presence. Ain't that what he said? Well, there's more than two of us. I brought the nigga name up. That mean he here. Welcome to church, you motherfuckers. Now here at the Eddie Griffin Church, I ain't gonna pass the plate around. I charge your ass up front. I'm honest about my shit. Boston, y'all a fun bunch of motherfuckers. No, really, y'all some fun motherfuckers. Now look at him. Oh, well, shit. 30 years, you can tell I still love doing this shit. Now, if I offended anybody in this audience tonight, fuck you. These are the jokes, ha ha. Nigga, check your ticket, motherfucker. It said comedy show. It didn't say serious show. If you took any of these soliloquies that flew out of my mouth serious, you got a problem. Go get a little couch time. Sit down, discuss it with somebody. You got hang-ups, you motherfucker. If I offended any white people in here this evening, I was talking about racist white people. If you were offended, then you the motherfucker I was talking to. If I offended any Mexicans in here tonight, prove me wrong. Why the fuck y'all like working hard all the goddamn time? Be late like a nigga sometimes. If I offended any Asians in here tonight, cook something without rice. Shrimp fried rice, chicken fried rice, 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 rice. People don't want rice in every goddamn thing. How about some shrimp fried collard greens? That shit sound good in the motherfucker, don't it? Throw some cayenne pepper on that bitch. If I offended any African Americans in here this evening, welcome home, you bougie ass niggas. If I offended any ladies and women's in here this evening, I was talking about bitches and hoes. If you were offended, If I offended any Christians in here tonight, go to hell. With gasoline dip draws. That way you ignite on arrival. I don't want you to miss none of your flame time. Can't strand Christians, the most judgmental motherfuckers on earth. Only a goddamn Christian, you going to hell. How the fuck you know? Like God came down, oh, let that nigga know he going to hell. I'm kind of busy right now. Shit, obviously you didn't read your own book again, motherfucker. It says, judge lest ye be judged. Only God can judge me. You can sit back and enjoy the show and shut the fuck up, you hypocrite motherfuckers. Out smoking dicks and weed all week. Then put $20 on the plate on Sunday and think you paid for your transgressions. Like God can't see past your fuck-ass charade. At least I'm honest with my Heavenly Father. You know I drank. You know I smoke, not just cigarettes. And I'm a fuck another bitch I'm not married to. You made the pussy, shouldn't have made it so good. Nigga, pussy like M&M's, you can't eat just one. World is fucked up, nigga. Nigga, you got hurricanes the size of Texas. You understand me? And it's attacking the motherfuckers that voted for the orange motherfucker. Because y'all know every hurricane start on the coast of Africa where they picked us up at. Them ain't hurricanes. Them is old nigga spirits, you motherfuckers. It's all about white privilege, nigga. Don't get it twisted with this orange Avenger motherfucker they got in the White House. Yeah, that's what I call him, the orange Avenger. Because white people want a hero, nigga. You know what I mean? It's all after 8 years of Obama, they're like, we need somebody to save us from the tyranny of niggers. Who is it? The orange Avenger. I don't understand you white folks. Y'all really some pussy motherfuckers. I ain't gonna front with you or mix words. I'm not gonna give you an excuse for y'all innate ability to be racist motherfuckers and think everybody else supposed to deal with your shit. You need to get the fuck over yourself. Y'all soft. You couldn't handle 8 years of a nigga being in charge. Nigga, we dealt with 450 plus years of you motherfuckers running this country in the ground. We didn't go crazy. You understand me? Y'all fucked it up for 400 plus years. It only took us 8 years to fix it. Y'all been back for 8 or 9 months and fucked it up again. White people, sometimes you gotta let go and let God. How you vote for an orange motherfucker? I thought y'all said y'all hated colored people. It don't get more color than this motherfucker. He orange with pissy yellow hair. Look like he spent the night at R. Kelly house. And the motherfucker dirt dumb. I don't even know if y'all know what dirt dumb is. This motherfucker so dumb he had a thought and it hurt. He lied every time he opened his mouth. He told broke white people whatever they wanted to hear, that's how he got their vote. All trailer trash want to know is that they better than a nigga. Yeah. Trump promised them everything. I promise you're going to be better than a nigga. Trump said we're going to be better than a nigga. I'm going to be better than that jigger jigger nigga. I'm going to be better than that diddy diddy nigga. I'm going to be better than that Griffin nigga. Woo! Better than a nigga. You ain't better than a nigga yet, have you? And then he promised them a wall. Where y'all wall at, white folks? What happened to the wall? It's no wall. Because the wall ain't coming, you stupid motherfuckers. And he always talking that shit. Well, China built the Great Wall of China. Here's what this orange motherfucker don't understand. There's about 1 trillion Chinese. If each one of them grab a brick and toss it, wall. It wasn't that hard. It probably took 35 seconds. There's only 270 million Americans. Most of us are incarcerated. We ain't got enough motherfuckers out of jail to pick up a brick. and let's say they actually gave this fool the billions of dollars it would cost to build this monstrosity. Nigga, let me show you how easy it is for a Mexican to circumvent this shit. The wall's gonna end on the coast, right? California. That means it's gonna end at the ocean. Here's all a Mexican gotta do. Walk right around that motherfucker. They so racist, they stupid. Let me explain something to my white friends here. Y'all don't really know or appreciate how lucky you were that Obama was the first black president. That is truly the nicest nigga America could produce. For if it was our other nigga in here, including me, day one of that Griffin administration, right after the inauguration, white slavery. Payback's a bitch. Y'all have been some cotton-picking motherfuckers under that Griffin administration. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd be nice to my white slaves. I'd let you all pick cotton at night. That way your skin don't burn up. You got to let your white slaves work the night shift. Soon as the sun go down, God damn it, here we go again. And let's keep it 100, y'all. I think white people could have been slaves for about 5 minutes. No, they too arrogant. They be out in the field. This is some fucking bullshit. You don't have any sunscreen? I'm fucking peeling. It's fucking hot, master. It's fucking hot. I'm gonna seal you, master nigger. I'm gonna seal you, master. Nigga, the black slave owners come out on their porch. Don't let them go. They didn't pick nothing no goddamn way. All they do is lay on the ground and bitch about how hot it is. And motherfuckers keep singing out of tune. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Because, nigga, when we were indentured servants out in that hot motherfucking sun picking cotton, we wasn't on the ground bitching about the heat. Them brothers and sisters were strong, nigga. Nigga, they still had a song in their heart. They was out there singing their ass off. Jesus, why? Come on down and kill that monk at Jesus. Y'all remember that one? Nigga, that was a top 10 Negro spirit. Fuck y'all, nigga. That motherfucker went quadruple cotton. See, we didn't have platinum back then. I seen some of you motherfuckers looking at me like, he gonna sing, go down, Moses. I don't go back that far. I seen kill that honky. Nigga, if you had white slaves out in the field singing, they'd be fucking a good song up. Funny, right? Oh no, yeah, right, kiki ha. Nigga, the black master come out on his porch, what that motherfucker singing? Oh no, fuck that, kill that motherfucker. Ain't no devil worshiping on this plantation. This here the Lord plantation, motherfucker. What the fuck is a kiki ha? Now kill all of them, I'll pick the cotton my goddamn self. Hey, slow down, nigga, slow your ass down. Now, don't you touch that big booty white girl. Now, Master was right here on my porch. I seen her. She didn't do nothing. That's the rest of them. Get them. Leave that big booty white girl alone. Master dick don't discriminate. Now, I don't like them, but my dick say they all right. Come right this way. Come on. Yeah, get on in there. We gonna make some little nigglets. Because what's ailing our beautiful country is racism. Yeah. Pussy can cure racism. It has already. You want to fix this country, start fucking. If you don't believe me, it's already happening. Look around the room. There go two of them right there.